Dr. Habiter Kling note on Audrey Hardy, AUBREY, last name HARDY, birthday 8/16/09, office visit 3/7/24. Patient presents with right ear pain for 1 week. View of symptoms, bronchoturatory, past medical history, eventful other than history of allergic rhinitis, taken over to counter medication, social family history, non-contributory physicals, and general appearance. Mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Cystic lesion noted, right. External auditory canal measuring 12 millimeters near the opening with inflammation. Neck subclavian masses, lungs, clear off, chest percussion, heart rhythm, down murmurs of gallop, evidence of soft ganomegaly or tenderness, extremity, skin, and neurological, all within normal limits. Because of cystic nature, care was discussed with mother and daughter, advised to see ENT doctor in the near future. Because of pain and convenience, mother requested that we try to lance the lesion in the ear if possible. I agreed to present to attempt the procedure. 1% lidocaine was injected into the lesion superficially. With extrusion of whitish liquid serosanguinous material, small amount from needle puncture site, 11/11 bleed. After further anesthesia, attempt was made to open lesion, but without further extrusion because of pain and discomfort and anxiety of patient, was unable to apply more pressure or do additional procedure. Applied pressure with and attempted to refer to ENT doctor nearby, was unable to get through office. So patient is now released with prescription for Keflex to take 500 milligrams QID, given ibuprofen in the office to continue to take ibuprofen for pain. With final diagnosis is retention cyst, suspected right external auditory canal, referred to ENT to see as soon as possible for further evaluation, to continue to apply pressure to the ear with a topical antibiotic, and to take antibiotics as prescribed. Thank you, Dr. Habiter.